Warning. Warning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Hour 2, the happier happy hour. Roll it into it, Dom. And all the whiny whiner tens on the Facebook Live. Apparently, we weren't actually streaming sound there in hour number one. But if you like us, it's a visual product, and Facebook is your preferred medium. We're there. We're on the YouTube live streams. We're on, what, Periscope, Twitter? We're worldwide, baby. I prefer when you listen on the Devil Radio app, but, you know, that's just a selfish
thing. We'll take what we can get.
Welcome to our listeners, AM950 Minneapolis, the happier happy hours. Right now, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. Join us at 844-967-2789. But gentlemen, Evan, lightly screening the calls here in the world headquarters, Madison, Wisconsin. But Evan, going to need your help because I want to play some sound of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Do we have to?
We do. And not only do we have to.
Broccoli people.
Not only do we have to play the sound of Ron Johnson, but I got to mention, the Twinkies beat the Brewers today 4-1. Hader got lit up by a 3-run homer in the ninth.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come on, Josh.
So the Minneapolis fans, you know, tuning in post-game, they should be happy to join us then. They can rub it in a bit at 844-967-2789. But here is the guy you stuck us with, Ron Johnson of Minnesota, representing the state of Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate. He went on Brian Kilmeade's show. Brian Kilmeade, Foxy News host, also Shocker Dom's got a righty-whitey talk show. And your buddy, Rojo, likes to go on talk shows. Ron Johnson loves him some righty-whitey talk shows, or any sort of talk shows. Apparently, he came on here like 25 times.
Right.
But played for the people. Here's a little appearance. And the topic was this story that had been circulating of a 10-year-old Ohio girl who had been raped, impregnated, and because of the timing, apparently Ohio now has a fetal heartbeat anti-abortion law in place. So effectively 6 weeks, something like that. If there's any sort of discerned cardiac activity with the fetal cells, it's a person in Ohio.
Well, I want to be clear, though, Crudy. I know we're going to get to the 10-year-old girl who was raped and had to go across state lines to get an abortion. But I think this particular conversation between Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson and Fox News radio host Brian Kilmeade was about a response to Senate testimony about transgendered men getting pregnant.
Oh, I apologize. That is true. There's a woman that testified, Josh Hawley. The senator, you know, the guy that encouraged January 6th protesters, let's call him, with a, you know, a raised fist. Hawley was there in solidarity with all the insurrectionists coming to hang Mike Pence that day. You know, why he doesn't receive more heat for that, why it's all Rojo catching the heat and maybe Ted Cruz, but I hope Hawley gets his day in the J6 hearings. But you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, forgive me for not setting the stage properly. So Kilmeade played this woman that testified and said effectively that Josh Hawley was being transphobic in the line of questioning. And Hawley was, you know, saying effectively, I heard Hawley over on Buck and the other righty-whitey Clay, Buck and Clay. Well, Hawley was out defending himself and fundraising, of course, because that's
of course.
They go start a culture war. They do it publicly. They brag about it and they make themselves the victim and they fundraise. So setting the stage, they played the clip, Kilmeade did, for Rojo, and thanks for, you know, correcting me on the radio. You know how I love that.
Come on, man. You got to be right about it.
It had to be right.
That's right.
So anyways, here's Rojo talking about the women's role. And you're going to want to listen closely. play it for the people.
Folks who can have pregnancies?
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
This no, was, I don't think
so. So you are denying that trans people like this thing.
And that leads to violence?
That was the clip, weirdy, the I prior mean, I, clip.
My jaw was on the ground when I watched this.
Brian, it's insane.
Here's Rojo.
I mean, it's just insane. I mean, Democrats, as I said before, are so detached from reality and the truth. And they're trying to force those types of falsehoods on the rest of us, like, to normalize it all. It's like, no, we should all believe that men can get pregnant, too. I mean, they can't. I mean, women get pregnant. And God bless them for getting pregnant. You know, we need to populate our earth. But no, Democrats, again, this is just insane, but it's country.
And just to define it, what the Supreme Court said is figure it out in your state. Just figure it out on your own. Where does Wisconsin stand now? They have a Democratic governor. And
it's messy, isn't
Virginia,
it, Senator?
For example, a pro-life governor, Youngkin, he says, my feeling is Virginia's at 15 weeks. And I think that's where he's going to push the support. What about you, Senator Johnson? What would you be... what do you think? Where's Wisconsin going to fall?
It's kind of hard to predict. I'm kind of out of it. I'll have a vote along with other citizens of Wisconsin. I'm fully supportive of what the Supreme Court did. Now, I obviously confirmed the justices that handed down that correct decision to turn this 50-year debate that didn't solve anything. It just exacerbated the divide in this country.
Well, anyway, so Rojo's down with the overturning of Roe v. Wade. What he fails to acknowledge is abortion is now illegal in the state of Wisconsin. His prior statements were effectively, well, it's going to get messy, but you get in your car, you drive to Illinois. We heard during the top of the hour news hits, if you're listening here locally in Wisconsin, we find out that actually Wisconsin abortion providers are off buying up real estate to establish clinics across the Illinois border. So I guess there was some predictive truth. And Ron also said it's going to be messy for a while. Yeah, because women just lost their rights here in the state of Wisconsin, Ron. And you're all down for that, as you've just acknowledged on Brian Kilmeade's show. But before that, Dom, what was the thing that Ron said before that? Women are here, God bless them, to populate our earth.
Populate the earth. So, I mean, there's a lot to unpack here. And I want to address, perhaps briefly, before we get to some phone calls at 844-967-2789, the transgendered man conversation. I also did see that clip on Twitter and listened to it. I believe it was some professor very articulately pushing back on Josh Hawley. And because Josh Hawley doesn't like the thought of a transgendered man, a man who was assigned a female at birth, right, but can still get pregnant in certain circumstances, and that you would have a case where a man gets pregnant. And you hear Josh Hawley, and we don't have the clip, but I would suggest people go and find it, just beside himself when he's getting pushback from this lady testifying and essentially saying that if you do not accept the fact that there are trans men out there, that denial of their existence is what, you know, perpetuation causes violence. Hell, what do you say? I believe some statistics like 1 in 5 attempt suicide. I mean, these are difficult situations. And we just heard Righty Talk Radio and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson lamenting the fact that we're, quote unquote, normalizing this. Normalizing it. And I mean, are you kidding me? Yes, that's exactly what we should be doing, is normalizing it. Because what is it to you, Ron Johnson? Was it to you, Kilmeade, if someone born, quote unquote, gendered a woman and is now a trans man? How does that affect you in one single iota, one way whatsoever? It doesn't. We have to normalize it. That's the entire point. Like interracial marriage. Oh, my God, I can't believe men and women getting married, but they're different races. Or gay marriage. Oh, goodness, two members of the same sex getting married. They're all beside themselves. If you don't like transgendered people, don't be one. If you don't like interracial marriage, don't be in one. If you don't like gay marriage, don't get one. But what is it about everybody else that has to accept you, Ron Johnson, you, Brian Kilmeade's perception of what you think the world should be like?
Okay. Now you put me in a position where I've got to defend Josh Hawley and Ron Johnson. And I'm going to do so, but only in a very limited way. Only in the vocabulary of saying that a transgender man, a woman that transitioned into a man, is then impregnated. So a man is pregnant. Well, biologically, we understand that men are not impregnated. You know what I mean? You can't be impregnated, Dom. Many have tried. It's never worked.
A transgendered man a man? That's what we're getting down to. And I'll be very careful because this is the point.
If that is the case biologically, if you have transitioned fully into another gender, well, then how are you capable of also being impregnated and making others acknowledge the fact that as a man, you are pregnant? You know, I can see the pushback on the vocabulary. Now, the underlying sentiment, which is this is not acceptable, you can't transition in life, that part I understand, man. Republicans cross that line far too far. You know what I mean? You don't have to understand it. You don't even have to accept it. You just can't be outright
anti-trans, transphobic. Yes.
You know what I mean? Whatever you practice in your own home is fine. But part of society are transitioning. And there's more and more people out there. And we see them. And some
It's always been like that. That's my thing. There's always been gay people. There's always been trans people. You know, and they made the same arguments about interracial marriage. And gay marriage, oh, it's just not right, or this or that. You know, how can you possibly have two different races marrying each other? It's against the Bible. And so that marriage is not valid. It's not under law.
Let me try to use a different context, because it's really about the vocabulary I take the issue. A man cannot get pregnant, by definition. I can understand their argument about
the... A transgender man can get pregnant. Here's the deal. If a transgender man is considered a man, then yes, men can get pregnant. That's the answer. That's the answer. And it's
but do I have to accept the vocabulary or be transphobic? Because that's oxymoronic to say an impregnated man. You need three hyphens and an asterisk to fully explain the context of that, right? Well, are we really making situations in life? Do we need to accommodate this circumstance? Is this so common? Are we having transgendered people who were females?
It's less about the transgendered man, I'll just call him a man, getting pregnant and having an abortion than it is about the acceptance that a transgendered man is a man.
Fair enough. That also gets pregnant, which you can understand where that would confuse people.
Really? If you understand the concept of transgendered man, it was no confusion whatsoever.
But there's certainly argument to be had. Yeah. Come back. We'll argue. More devils.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC News, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going to them shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I just have to make a short statement as the antagonist of this argument. There is a thought out there that perhaps the Democrats, the left wing of the party, get a little too woke sometimes. And they push thoughts. They push people beyond their ability to be exposed over the course of time. You know, old white guys, they move glacially, right? But you can move them. People become more compassionate. They become more empathetic when you know people that are gay and are married, and suddenly it doesn't seem so foreign to you, right? We've seen the entire country's attitudes change, mostly, but it took time. And I realize some of those things are a threat. But what I would say is the vocabulary and the fact that we must accept the pronouns, he, she, it, them, their, whatever. I mean, I can't keep track. I'm just going to be honest. If someone brought to my attention, hey, I want to be addressed as this, I'd endeavor to try and address them as that. But I don't understand the necessity of giving me pronouns. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question.
Maybe it's because I grew up with Southern parents. But it was yes, sir, yes, ma'am. You know what I mean? And I remember I went to a COVID. I got my nose, whatever, drive through COVID. And the person, and I don't know if it was a he, a she, a transitioning person, it was someone wearing a mask, and I could barely tell. You know, it was Pat. I just wasn't clear. And I said, yes, ma'am. You know, pull up there. Yes, ma'am. And someone's the person rolled their eyes back. And I wasn't sure if it was because I called them ma'am or because they perceived themselves somehow to be not a ma'am. Or, you know, it just came off as patronizing. I have no idea. I just pulled forward and I felt a little guilty. And I'm thinking, I was trying to be polite. And I'm not an old fogey to the fact that you know, love is love, man.
Yeah, maybe are, I'm being, dude.
Okay, I speak for the old fogies when I say this world moves fast and you kids get off my grass.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. I remember probably 20, 30 years
ago.
But if you
can't keep up with that, you know what I mean?
Well, like, listen, here's very specific.
Well, you
mentioned if you know someone who's gay and they're married, it becomes less of an issue for you. So, yes. The experiences matter, right? If you knew someone was a trans man and they wanted you to refer to them as a man, would you do it?
Yes. Yeah, I would.
Why?
Because I try to be polite. I mean, hell, I even call T-Bone, right? I mean, PT, I guess. You try to call people what they want to be called. Like, well, someone asked me today.
It's very simple. That's great. That's a very simple and logical answer. So who cares, man? That's the point. It is just because. And to think that, you know, trans folks have just all of a sudden appeared because the Democratic Party got woke 3 years ago is a ridiculous assumption. Come on, man. You think that this has not happened throughout history, just like every other, you know, classification of human beings ever, that this is somehow brand new? And yes, the yes ma'am and the yes sirs, that is a habit. Remember, they used to call black men boys. That's just how they used to do it, right? That was a tradition. They did it historically. That's how we did it. But now it's about how do you want it to be? Should it be?
Okay, fair enough. I also served in the military, and it's yes ma'am, yes sir. It wasn't yes boy. And I guarantee that boy,
you're in the military, man. When you're not in the military, that's fine. But you're not in the military.
But there's different. When I call someone sir, I call Ron Johnson sir when he used to come in studio. He always knew the dagger was out when I either called him senator or sir, because I'd show respect right before I jam him right between the shoulders.
It's only respect if someone interprets it as respect, Crudy.
Did Ron think I was being respectful right before?
Probably not. But you give them a hint that the hammer was coming. But you understand what I'm saying? Just because you were taught that in the military and it became a habit for you doesn't mean when you say it to people that they want to hear it, that they appreciate it, or that they respect it or see it as a sign of graciousness. I mean, so what you have to do, what we all have to do, is contemplate that internally and understand that maybe how our experiences were, how we grew up, is not exactly how the world is.
Okay, but that is the way my world is. You know what I mean? You talk about it all the time. The only one that ever beats all of my requirements is me. Well, that's my world. So what you're telling people is you've now got to change because the world has changed, right? Well, the world didn't change. We're just being exposed to broader notion.
Sure, you can continue to deny that trans people exist. You continue to deny that women should have the right to have an abortion. You can continue to deny that gay people should have the same rights to marriage as everybody else. That's historical. That's factual. You want to live in that world, man, knock yourself out. I am choosing to not live in that world because I know people who are trans. I know people who are gay and married, and I appreciate them, and I love them, and I think that that's okay, and I accept them. And if you do not accept them, you know the abuse that
these
people get.
It's not the accepting of the people. It's the accepting of the pronouns and the vocabulary. You know what I mean? It's I got to learn a whole new vocabulary. I can barely say people's names now.
Come on, man.
You think I'm kidding?
Are you done learning, man? So you got it all figured out? I mean, come on. Bugs Bunny was dressing in drag the whole time, and all of a sudden this is an issue.
Well, so was Rudy. You know what I mean? So was Rudy. So my contention is not with the life, and I don't think it's a choice in most cases. I think people are born that way. You know what I mean? However you are, you're born that way. Your parents tried really hard, Dom, but however you turned out, that's mostly on Dom.
I blame my parents.
And Crudy is mostly, you know, mostly the man of his own making. Yeah, a lot of influences in the world, man, but we're all responsible for our own behaviors. But I'm just telling you, man, I understand the notion because I tell off-color jokes. I walk across lines. I've been slapped plenty of times in my life. And I do it again. I earned those slaps, but I was funny.
And you think you were, maybe. Is Senator Hawley funny? Is Senator Johnson funny? Is Brian Kilmeade funny? Is one out of five trans people attempting suicide funny? Those things aren't funny. And it's an acceptance of those things that makes it normalized. You hear them say, they don't want to normalize it. They don't want to normalize gay marriage. They don't want any of that stuff to be normal. But it is. It just is. It may be at a smaller percentage than white heterosexual marriage in this country, but it is certainly part of the human condition.
Well, that I don't disagree with you. It's just the vocabulary I take big issue with. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
On tomorrow's paper, listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the happier happy hour. Rolling to the phones next at 844-967-2789. I feel like I've got it coming. Let's see. Matt from Minneapolis. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, GA happy hour, dude.
Yeah, baby.
How you doing?
Awesome,
good.
Dude.
Yeah. Good. Okay. I gotta tell you right away. When you played Iron Butterfly in the Goddard Evita yesterday, I was just like, that's so effing groovy. Okay, I'm gonna get right to the point. Okay, I have a friend that I met roller skating through my daughter, and she is one of the top drag queens in Minneapolis, but she's transgender. Okay, and so she ended up marrying a transgender woman to a man. I hope I'm explaining this right. And they had a baby 3 months ago. Are you with me?
Yes.
So a woman had transitioned into a man. A man had transitioned into a woman. And they effectively flipped the normal biological cycle and had a baby together.
Yes, sir. And she's like one of the top drag queens in Minneapolis. And I'm a musician, and I play with a lot of trans women, you know, in bands and stuff. And so, you know, that's where what I wanted to tell you. And it's like, it's going to happen, whether anybody likes it or not, you know, unless, you know, I mean, it's the bottom line, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Matt, really appreciate your call, and thank you for listening on AM 950. Unfortunately, you don't have a great phone line today, my friend. We're going to keep moving down the phones.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Unless, you know, the white right-wing, you know, Christian nationalists can beat it out of everybody and make them all conform to whatever it is that their version of Christianity should be imposed upon everybody. But I think Matt is absolutely right. It's always been there. It's going to be there no matter what people say or what they want, or whether it's quote-unquote normalized by the Republicans.
844-967-2789. Dick calling from Madison. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Good, guys. Real quick before I get to what I was going to talk about, if CJ should call gas at Wooden and Zeus down to 389,
woo!
Give a goddamn about Hunter Biden. I like to retract something I said to James Santel yesterday or the day before when he was on, and that how scary it was that we didn't have a president from the 18th of December 2020 until January 20th, 2021. And in thinking that out a little further, as obsessed as he was, Trump, with all of this staying in power, I guess it's really, and also the other thing, he was really angry and mad. Did you guys know that?
Trump?
And he was in a good mood on the 6th. I guess what I'm saying is, I'm glad that he wasn't, you know, fulfilling his duty as a president for that month period. Could you imagine if he was paying attention even the slightest bit to what his real job was?
Well, Dick, we've got his historical track record. The Trump presidency was a lot of golfing and signing one tax cut in the law and promises of a replacement for Obamacare any week now. That
coming in 2 weeks. 2 weeks is coming.
Infrastructure weeks next week, and we're gonna have the replacement plan for Obamacare the week after that. But it's kind of hard. You know, it's hard. Yeah, Trump spent most of his presidency on a golf course. There wasn't a lot of governing going on. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, hey, guys. As I suggested before, you know, people should actually read The Left Hand of Darkness by Le Guin. It talks about where people are actually, they're perfect neuters, whether it could be male or female, depending on...
You know, which book
father,
and...
The father,
which book that the, I'm not going to read, Mark, were you recommending?
The Left Hand of Darkness by Ursula K. Le Guin. And it's from back in the 60s that she actually wrote this, and it kind of makes you think about gender. It was the freshman college book that got assigned to us that I'm surprised I had read it prior to that. But it actually questions gender and the meaning of gender, that it makes you think about that.
Yeah.
That because, and I can remember even prior to that, back in, this is half, 12, not sixth grade, I got a book called The City of the Stars, and the people on planet Earth at that time were both, they're still male and female, but because of that, you couldn't tell, because everything, you know, men's genitalia was kept inside, you know, was supposedly safer, so you couldn't tell, you know, people just looked like, you know, kind of everything. And for men, it was all internal storage, because
everybody looked like a Ken and Barbie doll.
Machine. Yeah, like Ken and Barbie doll. I mean, but you know, so it, you know, things like that. You know, my mind was kind of opened a little bit then, and opened further when I read The Left Hand of Darkness. And for these people, yes, it's not normal for you or me to be transgendered. For the people who are going to be transgendered, going through the transition, it is normal for them.
Right.
And who are you or I to judge? You know, that what makes them feel is to feel comfortable in their own skin. I mean, that because, you know, that sometimes our brain, you know, that the way our biology works, that sometimes things do not match up in our heads. I mean,
Mark, I understand that. And I'm the one guilty of seeming close-minded here. What I would say is I have no objections to someone else's lifestyle. Dom, through the course of the years, you've started sort of as a libertarian that sort of turned into a Bernie-crat and then sort of a decent guy, but, you know, you're shifting back to libertarian now. But, you know, somewhere along the line, you've stretched my thought process, and I hope I've stretched yours at differing times.
Mm-hmm.
I guess more my objection, and I've always taken this objection, when you tell me how I must say something, that's the issue. Now, I'm not talking about insightful language. You talked about calling a black man a boy. I've never done such a thing. I've never used the N-word. I've never, you know, I've certainly cast aspersions, but, you know, you got it coming because, you know, I might. If I'm looking for an aspersion to cast, let's say, I might pick on you for being short, Dom, or whatever. But it's not really about that. It's because I'm pissed at you, or I'm angry, right? And there have been times in this life where we've gone to bars and stuff, and people shush us, can't talk politics. Other people get to set what is acceptable conversation. And that's what I take great objection with. When I am told that this is the only acceptable way to talk, well, I'm not being insightful. I'm not trying to be transphobic. I'm not Josh Hawley over here. But I don't understand the necessity of multiple pronouns. I struggle enough with the pronouns in the English language now. You know what I mean? And ultimately, when you tell me I must, well, I'm very resistant to that. I know you are as well.
Sure. And I think a lot of people are. And that's, you know, to some degree, human nature. But when... And again,
I'd like to think I've evolved through the course of time. I mean, I'm not on the playground throwing gay derogatory statements.
I mean,
at
come
my
on.
Buddies
you know,
anymore.
We're not in sixth grade anymore. I was a big F maggot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I mean, you're ignorant kids.
And I hope to not be an ignorant kid. I make a purposeful effort to be a considerate adult. an adult in the room.
Well, with all the experimentation you did in college, Tom, you've got to be considerate. Right. Checked a lot of boxes.
Well, the big problem I have is when you have people in power, like Josh Hawley, a senator, like Ron Johnson, and you know Fox News, Kilmeade, they got a lot of people listening to those shows, and they're lamenting the quote unquote normalization. But if you look back at history, hell, even recent history, Loving Virginia in the 60s, right? 66, 67, when it was finally mandated that states in this country didn't have the states' rights when it came down to allowing interracial people to marriage. We as a country have embraced the ignorance, and I think it's due time to drop that and to accept it. And if someone wants you to refer to, you've already said if someone asks you, you'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the pronoun thing, man. Right? That's what it is. They're just letting you know. They're making it easy for you, so you don't even have to think about it. You don't even have to guess. And yes, sometimes that means as adults, we have to learn new things. I hope that never ends. And sometimes that means we need to drop old habits. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I know you mean respect when you say it, but if you say it to the wrong person, it is an insult. So how about just, okay, sure, yes, period. You know what I'm saying? Is that so difficult to understand? Because now what you're doing, you're putting other people's feelings and context ahead of your own. It's easy for us to fall back on the habits that we've already done, always done. It's a little more work to get out of that habit. And it's okay to try that, man. It's okay. I'm giving you permission, Crudy.
Yeah, but that doesn't really work with my narcissism. 844-967-2789. Bob calling in from Minneapolis. Welcome, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, guys. Got a wrinkle on all this for you.
Okay.
Elliot Page. I have a massive crush on him. It started when he was a her.
The young actress that was in Juno before she transitioned.
Yes.
Very talented.
And now so I was sharing this with a friend who I haven't seen forever and ever. Don't know if she's still my friend after this. I don't know. But I was just sharing my confusion that, I mean, he gets to do what he wants, right? But when I'm looking at movie credits and when the movie was made, it was Ellen Page. And now there's this revisionist history. It's almost kind of like that butterfly or Mandela effect kind of crap, where it could be perceived as, you know, like this gaslighting thing.
Movies now, has she asked for the credits of the prior movies to be changed? Like the movie Juno,
I don't know.
As he asked that it be revised. I mean, it was someone with a differing identity at that time. You know, once upon a time, it was John Cougar Mellencamp, then it was like John Cougar, right. And then it was John Mellencamp. Well, depending on, you know, what year you're playing, what do you call them?
And if these changes are coming at Elliot Page's direction, okay, fine. But there's no notation about that or anything. And it's confusing for me. Not the fact that I still find this person immensely attractive. Now that she's a he, I'm okay with that. But it's like, well, no, that movie was made when this person was Ellen Page. And now it's usually Wikipedia. I don't know. I haven't watched one.
Well, most actors and actresses also have like an IMD page where they're identified for
IMDb. Yeah. Bob, let me ask you, what does it matter?
It's just confusing is all. And I was just the matter part was that I was sharing this confusion with this long unseen friend, and she started to jump down my throat. And it's like, no. Elliot Page gets to do what Elliot Page wants to do.
So your friend was concerned that you were being, you know, transphobic in some regard by expressing your thoughts. Is that the reaction that your friend?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And that's not.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789. Evan, thank you for the Black Crowes, one of the bands I saw at Summerfest this weekend. It's been a hell of a run, folks.
Dominic, you know, kind of one last thought here. I'm surprised none of our female friends have called me to chastise me. Because Crudy's complaining about getting shushed a little bit, you know, or perhaps getting chastised for using the incorrect vernacular. And women just lost the right to autonomy over their own bodies. The rolling back of Roe v. Wade's a lot bigger deal, perhaps, than Crudy's inconvenience. Or feeling occasionally ashamed because I've used the wrong vocabulary. I got to tell you, if I was a woman right now, I'd be losing my freaking mind. I'd be out marching in the streets. And, you know, I mean, I've raised great jackassery over lesser things than loss of a human right. And when you look at the rationale of why Roe v. Wade was overturned and you carry that on to other cases like Obergefell, I believe that's the one that grants people the legal right to marry someone that is the same sex as them. Well, if that's also up for review, well, that's the bigger issue. You know what I mean? And I'm not here to tell people, well, of course, all these little things, they all add up to the society we live in. But there are some big freaking issues going on out there in this world. And I think sometimes these things become distractions. Whether or not a man can be impregnated and why this becomes a point of focus and a social wedge and Josh Hawley gets to go raise money on it and they get to say, we're too woke. You know, liberals trying to, and guys like Ron Johnson going, Brian Kilmeade, they also comment on it. You know, I look at the circumstance of this 10-year-old girl, this woman that was raped.
Girl
that was raped. 10-year-old girl in Ohio was raped. She was raped when she was 9. At least a couple times. And the attorney general of the state of Ohio, basically the Republican attorney general said, I don't believe her. I don't believe the story. I would know. You know, I didn't see any reports of a young girl getting raped. Well, because of their fetal heartbeat rule, effectively, you know, any cardiac movement in the fetal tissue, that's a person in the state of Ohio. So this girl who was impregnated through an act of rape, because you can't give consent at 9. You know what I'm saying? 27-year-old guy raped her, admitted, now in custody. But the attorney general of the state of Ohio doubted the credibility of the story. Oh, it's just too convenient. Just too convenient. This case of rape, it's just too convenient. Makes the case too conveniently for the liberals. Why it's a big deal that Roe v. Wade has been overturned.
Yeah.
And why in many cases there are no exceptions for rape or incest. Or even the life of the mother in some cases. Well, turns out it was true, and this young girl had to travel to Indiana. And apparently the Attorney General of Ohio is now, you know, lots and thoughts and prayers, and it's a terrible shame, this girl. But you know what they're mostly excited about, Dom? They found out the rapist was an illegal alien, and that allows them to, of course, batter Joe Biden and his open borders policy. So the fact that this young girl, under state law, would be forced to carry a rapist baby to term, raised the baby at what, 11? 10 and a half? Under law, that's what she'd have to do. Well, that's a bigger deal, perhaps. You know, I know we pick topics, we argue and stuff. But that'd be a little bigger deal. If that was my daughter or my granddaughter or whatever the case may be, Dom.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's a bigger deal than Crudy being inconvenienced. But that is what's being used to take our focus off what really matters. And I think what really matters are the rights of women and all people to marry or have control over their own bodies. You and I will always agree to that. And the January 6th, the coup attempt against the U.S. government, the coup attempt against democracy, the fact that each and every day, every J6 hearing, we're seeing it laid out in an evidentiary fashion by Republican witnesses.
Right.
There's not a single liberal that's been up there giving testimony. Every single one were Trump insiders, and they were in the rooms. And the former president tried to exact a coup, and he tried to use a mob as one of the tools, but he had lots of tools. Those are the two big issues in our society. And, you know, I keep hearing it's going to be a red wave, you know, pushback against the wokeness and the Black Lives Matter and the policies of Joe Biden that are creating rampant inflation, you know, trying to give people $1,400 during a pandemic. How dare he? I cannot imagine the gravity of those issues being more important to 51% of the voters in this nation who have lost control over their own bodies. You know what I mean? I can't imagine that's more important. And I realize there are still some people out there, you know, minimizing what happened on January 6th, right? No big deal. Don't even watch the January 6th. Better stuff here on Fox. I wonder if Fox will play the next one live. Right? The ratings, they've been pretty good. Lots of people paying attention. But I'm not clear if we understand the state of emergency our nation is in at this moment. And, you know, if we get distracted, if we, you know, argue a lesser point, it's important to someone. You know, I guarantee it's an important point to someone.
Well, let me just reiterate something. It's a matter of do you want to accept a society that forces their views upon you, or do you want to live your own life in peace without forcing your views upon them? I mean, I have my opinions on these things. I'm not saying to anybody, this is how you got to live your life. But it certainly seems like a lot of Republicans are telling me and you and everybody how they have to live their life. So they're related in the underlying philosophy. And I know you hate to hear me say it, Crudy, but it's fundamentally the white Christian nationalists. That is the underlying theme. That is their motivation.
God's will.
It is their religion. It is their cult. It is their mythology.
We talked to Wisco. Wisco, Paul. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
I'll make this quick here, Devils. Good show today. Rojo has raised south of $10 million, which is quite a bit of money to what I'm going to say here is he's dug himself a pretty deep hole with women, basically saying that you're for having kids, giving birth.
He's all for breeding. Else.
Right, that's all he. So how does he dig himself out? I can't imagine this guy getting reelected, even with $10 million, and I don't know how much money he's going to get out of this. But
the money aside for a minute, Paul. I mean, the money is going to be obscene here in the state of Wisconsin. We're going to see $100 million elective race between now and November. There's already been over $20 million spent in the state of Wisconsin between the gubernatorial race and the U.S. Senate race, and as soon as let's say Tony Evers has an opponent, and as soon as Ron Johnson has an opponent, all the spigots are going to get turned on, Paul. This state's going to be filthy with campaign ads. And they're both considered vulnerable incumbents. But I cannot believe that we're not moving towards a blue wave.
Ooh.
You heard it here first. Devil's Advocates Radio Show, thanks for listening. We'll do it again live. Tomorrow, we're doing it live. Just like you like it.